How are you doing financially during college?
Okay, because my dad is here in America. He will just send you money and just go to school. You have allowance. All you have to do is study. You don't have to go to work. The money comes to you every month. They send you money every month. My father sends me money every month.
So your dad was in America while you were in Philippines?
Yes.
In school?
Yes. And he sent me at that time it's around 2,000 pesos. That's a lot of money.
Pesos?
Pesos, yes.
If your dad was here in America and you were in the Philippines, who came with you, who accompanied you to come here to America?
No, it's actually my father is, immigrant. He applied for a professional visa. So he came here as a professional, third preference. But at that time, my mother was sick, so we're supposed to go with him, all of us, as one family, but my mother was sick, so he went here to America by himself. He left us there in Philippines, and then my mother died
from
because of renal failure after a year.
What's that?
Renal failure. Her kidneys were not working, so he died of uremia.
How old was she?
She was 29 years old.
What?
Yeah.
29
years old. I was only 9 years old. So my grandparents took care of us, me and my sister and two brothers. We grew up in the province. Then after 18 years or 19 years, my father petitioned us to come over here as an immigrant.
You haven't seen your dad in 18 years?
Oh no, my father comes home every year.
Oh.
Usually during
Christmas?
Not Christmas, graduation. Usually during graduation, graduation there is every March, so he comes home March or April during vacation. That's the month we don't have classes. He stays there for a month only, then comes back to your work again.
What was his job here? How did he send money then?
He has a good job, yes. He's a professional, so he works in the office, I guess.